This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Concerns over global food security have eased after agreements that the United Nations and Turkey brokered with Ukraine and Russia. The agreement allows food and fertilizer to get from the warring nations to parts of the world where millions are going hungry. But as VOA's Tommy McNeil explains, there are increasing risks.
Moscow has ramped up its rhetoric, saying it may not extend the deal that expires Monday unless its demands are met. That includes ensuring its own agricultural shipments don't face hurdles. The Black Sea Grain Initiative has allowed 32.8 million metric tons of grain to be exported from Ukraine since last August, more than half to developing countries. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol made a surprise visit to Ukraine on Saturday, offering support for the invaded country in its war with Russia, while demonstrating his own nation's cooperation with NATO. Yoon's office said he traveled to Ukraine with his wife, following trips to Lithuania for a NATO summit and to Poland. It's his first visit since Russia invaded Ukraine in February 2022. Yoon toured Bucha and Irpin, two small cities near Kyiv, where bodies of civilians were found in the streets, and mass graves after Russian troops retreated from the capital region last year. British Defense Minister Ben Wallace will not stand as a member of parliament in the next UK national election and will leave government when Prime Minister Rishi Sunak carries out his next cabinet reshuffle, he told the Sunday Times newspaper. Wallace is a member of the ruling Conservative Party. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Saturday declared that he feels very good after he was rushed to the hospital for what doctors say likely was dehydration. But doctors ordered him to remain in the hospital overnight for further observation, and his weekly cabinet meeting was delayed by a day and rescheduled for Monday, his office says. Netanyahu's office said he was hospitalized after feeling mild dizziness. It said that he'd spent the previous day in the heat at the Sea of Galilee, a popular vacation spot in northern Israel, and that after a series of tests, the initial assessment was that the veteran Israeli leader was dehydrated. As Israel's prime minister recovers in the hospital, thousands of Israelis took to the streets in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem to protest overhaul for the 28th consecutive week against his government's planned judicial overhaul. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
Critics fear the judicial overhaul plan aims to curb judicial independence, just as Netanyahu is on trial for corruption charges, which he denies. He says the reforms would balance out power in the branches of government. Earlier this week, Netanyahu's religious nationalist coalition gave initial approval to a key portion of the overhaul, breathing new life into the grassroots movement against it. The bill still needs two more votes to be approved before it becomes law, which is expected to happen by the end of the month when the parliament adjourns. Protester John Halevy told the Reuters news agency he was protesting to defend his family and future generations.
It's not about right, it's not about left, it's about what we believe and the future of the next generation of our children and our grandchildren.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
NASA's Mars rover is gathering a growing amount of evidence which could be potential indicators of life on the red planet. VOA's Laurel Bowman reports.
New findings from NASA's Perseverance rover suggest the presence of a diversity of organic molecules in rocks at a locale where a lake existed long ago. The latest evidence comes from an instrument called Sherlock, mounted on the six-wheeled rover's robotic arm that enables a detailed mapping and analysis of organic molecules. Researchers are reporting Sherlock's findings from 10 places on two geological formations on the floor of Jezero Crater. Laurel Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Elon Musk says Twitter is still losing cash because advertising has dropped by half. In a reply to a tweet offering business advice, Musk tweeted Saturday, quote, "We're still negative cash flow due to a 50% drop in advertising revenue plus heavy debt load." He concluded by saying he needed to reach a positive cash flow. Diane Roberts, VOA News.